The truth is, I had never seen a more delicious collarbone. The skin was creamy and mottled, the bone beneath it begging to be chewed. So I left my seat and kind of floated to the front of the crowd. Sweaty bodies moved magically out of the way like they do in the movies, in those slow motion scenes when eyes lock and backgrounds fade. Chase thrashed her head to the beat, strumming the guitar like she was born with it in her hands. I stood there gazing up at her, and after a few minutes she looked straight down over the metal railing and into my eyes. There were no fireworks. But there was something. Recognition, maybe? A moment, I guess you could say. A distinct pulsation in the depths of my soul, or maybe in my pants. Chase looked right at me and she smirked. That's the only way I can describe it, a goddamn smirk. Sweat between my shoulder blades, blood rushing between my legs, heartbeat in my ears, not in time with the music, but clocking the beat of, it's her, it's her, it's her. And that was it. The beginning of it all. Gut-wrenching, heartwarming, love at first sight. That's what people want to hear, isn't it? Not the slow burn, but the rapid tumble. They want to hear that I, Sadie Thomas, a cynical love addict with commitment issues, was changed in that moment. That I met a hopeless romantic with marshmallow insides and we each, both coated in steel, found a way to soften each other. That my hand slipped into hers and we skipped off into the sunset or whatever happens at the end. She chases me to the airport and we kiss while my luggage sits dormant next to me. Credits roll. Now I wonder if it was real, one of those moments, or if I'd fabricated the sensation through sheer will. Because I'd read about love in too many books and watched too many films and thought too much about the loves that had passed me by, wondering where it had all gone wrong every single time. The truth is, we had the love at first sight and the slow burn, and the highs and the lows and the tropes. It just didn't happen in the way you'd expect. Almost 5 years later, I'm questioning whether it really was love at first sight or if I enhanced the memory to make it more poignant. I'd always wanted a moment when a little voice whispers, that's the one. Kind of like how I felt when I met Sarah's husband, most boring dude ever. This is Dan, my cousin said when she introduced us. I'd never seen her more radiant. Before my mind could kick into gear and take in his slightly receding hairline, questionable footwear choice, and the fact that he was sweating profusely, I saw a legitimate halo, a beaming ray of light rising from his potato-shaped head. And no, before you try to argue, it wasn't the precise way the morning sun shone through the cafe's glass door and just happened to align with Dan's head. The reason I'm so confident it was a message from the gods and goddesses is that with the vision came a shiver up my spine and a clear thought in my mind that didn't belong to me. There's no way it belonged to me. It was too clear, too calm, two things I am not. That's him, said the voice. When I tell people this story, they gasp in horror and sort of half whisper, wait, so you love Dan? Fuck no, I counter. I mean, the voice told me that he was the one for her. Whoever I'm with then exhales visibly relieved, chuckles a little, and launches into a long-winded story about their friend's stepbrother's new lover in a plot that sounds suspiciously like a Sarah Jessica Parker movie. The point is, I've been waiting a long time for that moment, when the knowingness just lands. And I thought I'd found it. That night, that New Year's Eve, I stood in the middle of the crowd and already felt like I could trace the curve of Chase's neck from memory, count the fine blonde hairs on her arms. I could see our children skipping over rocks and splashing into the river and saying they felt reborn without knowing what that means, saying it because their mum always said it and it made their other mum smile like Christmas morning. So yeah, I've thought about it a lot, given everything that's happened. Maybe I fashioned our moment into something more defined, something that it wasn't. Maybe the fact that I was leaving the country again had me feeling giddy and untethered, willing to shake shit up. Maybe I was feeling that very specific sense of indestructibility that comes with being 26 and about to jump on a plane. What I know now is that Chase and I weren't written in the stars. It wasn't love at first sight, but I think we convinced ourselves it might be. That's why I didn't see the end coming.